Recap of the week that was with Life and Style Weekly Senior News Editor Jordy Lippi on Ralphie Tonight News on Britney Spears, Rita Ora, and of course Beyonce as well. We start with Britney. Obviously a relationship change. Is that the only change that's happening in Britney's life, at least if she gets her way, Jordy?
It seems like Britney is totally taking control of her life. As you know, she dumped David after she heard that he was cheating, and it seems like she's really on a good path right now, and she wants out of the conservatorship that her dad has had for the past 7 years. Apparently, she feels like she's healthier now, she's happier now, and she wants control of her almost $220 million fortune.
Unbelievable. And she's been able to amass a lot of that fortune since the conservatorship, though, as well. She was almost in financial ruins when she was hanging out with that Sam Lutfi, right? That was the guy's name back in the day?
Oh my God, I almost forgot about him.
Hashtag flashback Friday to that guy. Unbelievable. So we'll see what happens. Glad to hear Britney's on a better track, though. Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi recap of the week that was. I'll tell you one thing. Britney's conservatorship probably would not allow her to spend a ridiculous amount on something as, I don't know, maybe simple or small as a manicure, unlike Rita Ora. So Rita shows up to the VMAs, Jordy. Were her nails her most expensive accessory?
Yeah, I think so. So, Ralphie, when I go for a manicure, I'm lucky if I can get it for like $12 and I am happy.
Uh-huh.
But Rita Ora spent $56,000 on a manicure for the VMAs. And as I'm sure you can imagine, it obviously included diamonds.
I would think so. I mean, I would hope so. I hope it included diamonds, a massage, champagne. I mean, I hope she got every little penny worth for spending that much on something that, yeah, you can get for $12 sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure it comes with a studio apartment as well.
Right. Rita Ora now has a new living arrangement, all thanks to this manicure that she got. Well, that's just great. Hey, she looked great at the VMAs, so good for her. If you got it, flaunt it, sure. All right, wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi. Somebody else that spends a lot of money on, well, everything, but she can because she's worth a whole lot of money, too, is Beyonce. Now, she just wrapped up the On the Run tour with Jay-Z. You guys spoke with the person that designed Beyonce's wardrobe, or at least curated a lot of it?
Oh, yeah. We spoke with Michael Costello, who told us all the details about Beyonce's one-of-a-kind wardrobe, and her black lace jumpsuit took over 350 hours to create just 1 yard of it. So obviously, her costumes are going to cost a lot of money, and the total was $200,000.
And really, to put that in perspective, because they performed at stadiums, I mean, that's a drop in the bucket for Beyonce regardless, but even just in regards to this tour, that's really like nothing for them. I mean, it's extravagant, obviously, to you and I, Jordy, but for them and for the amount of money they made on that stadium tour, it's certainly something that was justifiable, and she got a lot of rave reviews, not just for her performance, but for her wardrobe as well. A lot of big A-list designers chipping in for that. Hey, read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly Senior News Editor Jordy Lippi. Have a great weekend.
You too.